Rail transport. Rail transport is very fuel efficient. Based on data provided by the Association of American Railroads, AAR, in 2021, U.S. railroads averaged 480 ton miles to the gallon, a railway fuel efficiency measurement that means an average train moved a ton of freight across 480 miles on a gallon of fuel, which makes it 3 to 4 times more fuel efficient than truck transport. Transport by rail rather than truck reduces greenhouse gas emissions by 75%. Rail transport has increased its transportation volume by almost double from 1980 levels, 2,222 tons per rail car in 1980, 3,817 in 2020, while reducing its overall fuel consumption by 104% from 1980 levels. Fuel efficiency was only 235 ton miles per gallon in 1980. Background. At one point, railroad transport accounted for more than half of the intercity freight in the United States. While deregulation stabilized rail's percentage share of the intercity transport market, it resulted in an ongoing decline in the number of large carriers, miles of track, and total revenues as rail carriers abandoned unprofitable lines and cut rates to be competitive. The U.S. trucking industry was the major beneficiary of the decline in rail. Rail transport between countries of the European Union has never been especially efficient because of national differences in gauge widths and signaling systems and other differences in infrastructure and organization, as well as politics. Moreover, the reliance on rail for commercial transport entered into serious decline in the latter part of the 20th century under competitive pressures from other modes of carriage. In 1995, rail hauled 20.2% of freight in the EU, but this declined over the years, and in 2019 was at 17.6%. Over the same period, road transport increased its share of freight transport from 67.4% to 76.3%, as noted in the European Commission's EU Transport in Figures Statistical Pocketbook 2012, and updated with information from Eurostat. On the other hand, rail transportation has grown in importance in the national and international movement of goods in Asia. China has its new Silk Road Initiative that seeks to finance rail and other logistics infrastructure projects in multiple countries, but with strings attached. The following are reasons often cited for the increase of rail's importance in Asia. 12 of the 30 landlocked countries of the world are located on the Asian continent, with the nearest ports often several thousands of kilometers/miles away. The distances linking the origins and destinations, both domestically and internationally, justify the economics of rail transport. There is a reliance on ports to connect national economies to the world's markets, especially in the context of growing containerization and intermodal transport. Several Asian countries are major exporters of mineral resources, and rail transport is crucial to their logistics. A steadily increasing volume of goods is being exchanged globally. Rail is recognized as environmentally friendly and safe. Beyond Asia, rail transport is a crucial aspect of many other country and regional transport networks. Growing international trade, the establishment of free trade areas, and requirements for increased efficiency and improved quality of transport services are all factors that should sustain and grow rail transport for future decades in locales such as Australia, North Africa, the Middle East, and numerous other areas. Capabilities. What railroads do especially well is to carry heavy loads of low-value goods over long distances at relatively low rates. The rough ride over steel rails and the jarring impact of coupling tends to cause more damage to cargo than occurs with other modes of transportation, about 3% of tonnage, hence, in part, the focus on low-value, durable freight. Also, the relatively low-rate structure, about 1/10 the cost per ton mile of truck transport, makes rail transport attractive for low-value freight. As the value of the cargo declines, the cost of transportation consumes a greater portion of the selling price. Rail transport offers a clear advantage in carrying very heavy loads when compared to motor carriers and airplanes. Compared to water transport, which is also well adapted to heavy loads, rail carriers have the edge in accessibility to diverse destinations and points of origin. Trains have an advantage over other modes of travel in bad weather conditions, which disrupt their travel times very little. They also offer the logistics manager considerable safety, although in exchange for safety, the logistics manager must budget more for expensive packaging. Trains have the capability to carry virtually any product or material except very bulky items. The need to cross bridges and pass through tunnels restricts the size of the items carried, but in recent years they have narrowed their focus to concentrate on raw materials mined or harvested far from waterways. They have also broadened their appeal by developing specialized equipment, such as refrigerated cars, cushion cars for appliances, and double-stack containers. Unit trains carrying one product, such as grain or coal, are able to speed up delivery times by avoiding switching yards and traveling directly to one destination. In 2020, intermodal transport made up 25% of the revenue for major U.S. railroads, the largest single component. Half of this was for imports and exports. Much of the rest of the U.S. rail business comes from carrying coal, with smaller slices allotted to chemicals and other raw materials or commodities. Market conditions. The transportation manager who is considering available options for U.S. rail transport will find few rail carriers available. Because of high fixed costs for equipment, buildings, and tracks, railroads tend to be very large, heavily capitalized businesses. If high fixed costs are the bad news for rail economics, low variable costs are the good news. Since deregulation, U.S. railroads have lowered their variable costs even more by renegotiating labor agreements. Use of computers and technologies such as anti-idling devices in rail yards has also increased the efficiency of train movement, lowering expenses for fuel and labor. When they were more tightly regulated, U.S. railroads were more numerous. Since deregulation, however, smaller lines have dropped out of business or consolidated into larger companies. About 560 companies have survived, but only a small number. Big names such as Union Pacific and Burlington Northern account for the majority of revenue. There is little room for expansion in the industry in most countries because of the overwhelming expense of laying new track and the difficulty of locating available land for right-of-way. The exception to this rule is China and elsewhere in Asia, and rail lines there are expanding. To compensate for limited ability to expand their service to new locations, railroads have heavily entered into intermodal transport of goods. In combination with trucks, ships, or planes, trains can deliver goods to domestic and overseas locations. Not only is trucking freight rail's biggest competitor, it's also its biggest customer. Some transportation experts say that truckers are losing their edge because of highway congestion, higher fuel costs, driver shortages, and pending safety regulations. Meantime, railroads have made a huge bet on intermodal service, spending hundreds of millions of dollars on new facilities and upgraded tracks to handle the increasing traffic volume. Issues/challenges. Though rail lines reach more destinations than are available to waterborne carriers, their access to multiple destinations pales in comparison to the reach of highways. There is no flexibility in railroad right-of-way. Both shipper and recipient must have facilities near the tracks, otherwise they will have to arrange with another type of carrier to get their goods to or from the terminal. This makes rail virtually useless for direct delivery to a retail location. Railroad transport is relatively slow. This can result from the necessity of stopping at numerous locations, from the slow procedures required to decouple and recouple cars in a switching yard, and from practical restrictions on speed related to current infrastructure. In the EU, the problems with speed have been especially great because of the different standards among nations. In addition to the generic constraints applying to all railroads, the EU's rail carriers are hampered by the need to change crews and locomotives at border crossings and by the requirement to give priority to passenger services. However, this last limitation has received EU regulatory attention. The European Rail Network for Competitive Freight, Regulation EU 913/2010, came into force in 2010 and requires better balance between freight and passenger service. In addition, the ERTMS, European Rail Traffic Management System, is a digital command and control system that has replaced national systems with a single European system that has standards for technical interoperability. It includes voice communication between train drivers and signalers, and also helps automatically regulate train safety. This change sped up trains and increased rail infrastructure capacity. As mentioned earlier, rail transport tends to cause more damage to fragile products than other modes of transport, and consequently, it requires special care to be taken in packaging fragile products.